Welcome everybody, shir number 1300, Baruch Hashem, we were zeicha to reach another plateau in our Hilchas Bracha Shiurim, shir number 1300, in the writing it's shir number 452. Okay, getting back to our Hilchas Brachas. Okay, we are in the middle of talking about various different foods, when one has to make a bracha, when one does not have to make a bracha, middle of a meal. Interesting question, in reference to fruit soup. If somebody eats fruit soup during the course of a meal, when they washed for bread, then in general, does from bring down no extra bracha would be made on the fruits of the soup or the soup itself? This is due to the fact that the fruit soup is being eaten in the place of a regular soup, just like in a regular soup, right? If I want to eat a regular chicken soup or I want to eat a regular vegetable soup, so I would not make a bracha because it's the main staple food from the meal. So the same thing would be fruit soup, even though you say, what do you mean there's fruits in there? But we've explained in the past that if the item is eaten as a, in general, as a main staple food, one of the main courses of the food, it's a main part of the meal. And it takes over, you know, something else, which sometimes is not fruit, like a regular soup, right? So the fruit soup is instead. So therefore we would not make, no extra bracha would be needed in that case. Many times people eat for lunch during the week a sandwich, and then they're going to have a fruit right afterwards. In other words, a different case. Now changing the going into a different case. A lot of times a person at work, right? They take a sandwich. I have a sandwich for lunch and I have a fruit and I have my apple right afterwards, right? So we have to keep in mind, it's important to keep in mind, a person could easily forget that, good, you eat the right amount of bread, you're eating the sandwich, because hey, no problem. And then you take the apple for your, after the sandwich, which you always eat for lunch. You have to be careful to make sure to make a bracha on that apple. So that's an important thing to keep in mind, that many times people do eat for lunch during the week, sandwich, and it's something which is a common thing. People take their lunch bag, you know, as they say, to work, the lunch bag to work, and many times it's a sandwich and an apple, or sandwich and an orange, or whatever the case of sandwich, and a banana possibly. So when you take it, you go, not just by work, you can do it at home too, but it's something standard which comes up a lot of times for lunch, which people take to work during the week. And you have the sandwich and you have the fruit. It could be an apple, it could be banana, whatever. So it's important to keep in mind that in that situation, one must make a bracha on the fruit when it is eaten. You're right, the person shouldn't think that's part of the meal. The meal is the sandwich. I ate my sandwich, I ate my lunch. Now my dessert is my fruit, albeit banana, orange, whatever it might be. And just make a bar priya eat. And of course, no after bracha is made as to the fact that the benching will cover that. Now, if for whatever reason a person decides to eat the sandwich together with the fruit and together with each bite of the fruit, right, then they eat some bread from the sandwich or any bread in general, then no extra bracha would be made. So just like by a dessert we've spoken about in the past, Mishpura tells us that if you want to eat dessert and not make a bracha, you could eat it together with bread, but it has to be every single bite. So the same thing over here too. If a person wants to, for whatever reason, eat their apple together with the sandwich, so you just have to be careful to make sure every bite of the fruit would be with a little bit of bread. Then taka one would not have to make a bracha on that fruit. So that's something which would come up. If you're eating your orange, eating your apple, and you want to eat it together with the sandwich, just make sure every bite is eaten together with bread. Otherwise, you're running into a problem of having to make a bracha. But if you eat the fruit by itself, then for sure you have to make a bracha. That's not a question. Now, another thing which comes up, a Waldorf salad. There's something called a Waldorf salad. It's a popular type of salad that has fruits in it. This would also not, it's very similar to a fruit soup. Halachically, it's similar to a fruit soup. This would not need a extra bracha, even though there are fruits inside of it. And it's considered, because of the fact it's considered like a main staple food. It's like a salad we've spoken about in the past, eating a salad. So this Waldorf, quote unquote, Waldorf salad would not need a extra bracha. These firm bring down, even though there are fruits inside of it, and it's considered a main staple food, which is eaten to satiate and to fulfill. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.